or in the Dominican Republic and I was conducting an investigation, I would bring in independent forensic pathologists to conduct autopsies to try to determine what these various individuals died of.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Mexico becomes the first country to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that was negotiated between 2017 and last year. President Trump was on Hannity for an exclusive interview where he talked about the deal.
A very, very big deal. And it means hundreds of billions of dollars to our country and thousands of jobs. And it replaces NAFTA, one of the worst trade deals ever made.
Congress does still have to ratify the USMCA deal to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement. A self-help guru was convicted in New York of a sex trafficking case. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Keith Raniere was considered the head of a group that attracted heiresses and Hollywood actresses. Prosecutor Richard Donahue in Brooklyn says the women were turned into sex slaves.
His crimes and the crimes of his co-conspirators ruined marriages, careers, fortunes, and lives.
Barbara Bushy was Raniere's former girlfriend.
It's a new day to live unencumbered by the threat of what he might do next.
Raniere was found guilty on all counts. His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, plans to appeal, but hopes for a fair sentence.
Keith is comfortably in that class of defendants who should not one day die alone in prison.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome, everybody. All right. Now, we're doing something today that I honestly haven't done, no joke, in years. I cannot remember the last time that we've brought somebody on the program. And I do it on rare occasion for a reason. When we get into certain issues and certain topics here on the program, and I talk about them, I try to get my point across, I try to explain things in as great of detail as I possibly can. Oftentimes, in the week after that program, when I obviously didn't do a good enough job, I get a plethora of emails and phone calls, and they start coming in, and I recognize that, you know what, maybe I need a little help on this topic. Maybe it's time to bring in an expert. Now, again, I told you, we don't do this often here on the program. We do talk a lot about insurance and insurance products here on the program. In particular, I go after a lot of the insurance agents out there and how they sell various different products incorrectly and the importance of utilizing certified financial planner and somebody that's going to put your interests above their own. But several times over the past 6-7 months here on the program, we've talked about long-term care. And I look at my email box after I do the show, and oh boy, I got a lot of questions here. And again, that means I'm not doing a good enough job here on the program. So with us today, I'm bringing in the best. That's what we do. So you notice we bring people on the program, they're the best at what they do. So I'm bringing in the best at what he does. He helps us out, my brothers and I, at Markowski Investments when we're putting together long-term care insurance plans for our clients all over the country. Aaron Skloff. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Chris, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here as a guest on your program, and I look forward to sharing some information with you and your guests and maybe answering some questions. And again, I welcome the opportunity to spend some time with you.
Man, I love you. I need you, man. I can't handle all the bloody emails that are coming in. It's been nuts when we've been talking about this stuff here on the program, and just a lot of questions out there. And I want people to understand what long-term care is and why it's important. People are constantly being sold a myriad of insurance products all the time. I always bring Needle Nose Ned Ryerson into it from Groundhog Day, trying to get Phil Connors to buy everything and anything. But there's a reason. There's a really good reason why people should start thinking about long-term care. And I know this, and I've talked about it on my program in regards to members of my family. And had to have dealt with assisted living facilities and the costs that are involved with that. Now, Aaron, if you were to, again, I'm getting the open floor here. You're speaking to all of our listeners all over the country. What is long-term care?
So long-term care is the need for assistance with the kind of common activities of daily living that we engage in every day. It's bathing ourselves and dressing ourselves, transferring on and off a bed or a sofa or a couch. It's being ambulatory, being able to get around. It's also being able to use a lavatory on one's own or bathe or shower on one's own, as well as, you know, I know this is a touchy topic, but controlling one's bodily fluids. Unfortunately, that kind of changes as we grow older many times. So it incorporates the need for assistance with those types of things, which is the physical category. And the second category is a cognitive category. I know my wife says to me, hey, you know, you've asked me where the keys are the second time this month. You know, now I know in the back of my mind they're probably on the counter somewhere before I run out for a meeting. And she kind of jokes with me. But, you know, heck, to be honest, as you move into your later 60s, into your 70s, into your 80s, you know, the keys are one thing. The next thing is things like, do I know exactly where I live? Do I know exactly if I've taken my medication for the day? So those two categories are the types of care that people oftentimes need, not necessarily with age, but oftentimes with age.
Now, why? Okay, you've kind of gone over this in regard, and again, Aaron, I'm telling you, probably a lot of people listening to right now, they don't. This is one of the more difficult things for us, and I'm sure it's as difficult for you when you're speaking to people as well. Is they don't want to think about it. They don't. Even if they faced it with their own family members, it's something that's really, really difficult to even think about or put yourself in the position of you know, having that happen to you.
You're absolutely right. I mean, let's be honest. Nobody wants to admit that they will eventually need this type of care. Unfortunately, with a higher likelihood as they grow older, and we can talk about some statistics there, and we can talk about some of the concerns of not addressing that before that need arises. But I think people who are realistic about how people change as they progress through life, and they're realistic as to how that impacts their spouse or their other loved ones, including their children, how it's going to impact them, those are the folks who kind of say, all right, I have to be realistic. I need to address this. I need to have a plan as to when I'm going to need this type of care, how it's going to play out, because I know that if I wait till a certain point, which we can talk about, it may be too late. My options may be much more limited at that point.
Yeah, well, you mentioned some of the statistics. What are the chances of needing long-term care?
Yeah, so the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which does a good job on their website, tells us that 7 in 10 people will need long-term care services if they live to be 65 or over. And with modern medications and modern physical and mental health medications and health, most of us will live past 65, so most of us will fall into that 7 in 10 category. My personal belief is, while that statistic is startling for some, I think it underestimates the real number, because the statistics that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services publishes on their website does not account for a lot of the care that is provided by friends and family and is oftentimes undocumented. So I truly believe that that number, 7 in 10, underestimates the reality, and the number is more than 7 in 10.
Yeah, I know this from, again, from my family as well as the help that within my own household here, where I have my in-laws that live with us in our house, and you know, my father-in-law contracting Parkinson's and having a slow decline and then it accelerated quickly, and also my aunt, my grandmother having to go through some of this as well. So yeah, I do think that that's an issue, and there's obviously people not familiar with this, I think most probably would be in some way, shape, matter, or form, the costs that are involved with long-term care. It is not cheap. What are some of the statistics of the numbers in regards to the cost of long-term care?
Yeah, great question. And you know, to your point about your own family, I think if you are an adult, let's call you, I don't know, maybe 40 or over, it's very likely that whether it's a mom or dad or uncle, you've come across a family member who's needed it. And while some people are shy to speak about it, if you were to ask your close friends or close neighbors, you know, how you're doing and how's your family doing and is everybody healthy, I think the person who would be honest would say, well, we've had some challenges with mom or dad or both, etc. So I think it's very prevalent, as you just described, in your own family. To your point about costs, the costs are very high. And the cost of care, for instance, on a national basis for home care is coming in at about $4,000 a month for home care in your own home, which, as we know, can be a lot less expensive than having to move to, let's say, a nursing facility if you need a high level of care and it's just not appropriate to have so in your own home. Fortunately, there's an also in-between spot, which is neither a nursing facility nor home care, and it's called an assisted living facility. Mm-hmm. It can vary by state and it can vary by levels of care needed in that assisted living facility, but it, too, is in the $4,000 range per person per month, where, unfortunately, the national average for a full-fledged nursing facility is even more than double that, north of $8,000 per month per person. And I'll jump the gun a little bit as to what you may ask me for your next question, which may be, you know, are the costs of this care rising? And they are indeed, which I can tell you a little bit about how they've been rising. But
no, I mean, that's important. I mean, healthcare as a whole, one would automatically assume that healthcare costs are rising for, and they have been going up for all of us in regards to our insurance costs, what we're paying at the doctor. One would assume that these costs are obviously going up as well. But what would you say to somebody out there that says, hey, you know what, that's what Medicaid, Medicare for?
Yeah, great question. And I think you recognize on the rising costs that it's kind of one of these services. It's not like, oh, you know, the cost to paint your home's a little high, and it'll probably be a little higher next year, but I can delay it for a couple of years. You know, painting the house is not the end-all, be-all if I put it off. But when it comes to needing care, you can't just say, I'll put it off a couple of years. If you're lucky, you can put it off a couple of days or struggle through a couple of weeks. As it relates to, I'll just have Medicaid or Medicare pay for these services. Well, Medicare, which is available to most people when they turn 65 or over, is a service where Medicare on their website says, we do not pay for long-term care services. When you look at Medicare, if you were to think of it as a donut, the giant donut hole in that donut is long-term care services. There's some very few exceptions to that rule as it relates to the number of days that Medicare will pay for skilled rehabilitative care subsequent to a hospital stay, which I can give you some more details on that. But in essence, Medicare is very clear saying they do not pay for long-term care services. Medicaid is a different animal. Medicaid is designed for the impoverished. For most states, the definition of impoverished is having less than $2,000 of assets to your name. And if you are impoverished, for which there's a look-back period for those who maybe intentionally impoverish themselves, they're penalized.
That's I want to explain that, because that's what some of the people I think are thinking about as well, is saying, okay, I can go ahead and I can move my assets somewhere else to put myself in that situation where Medicaid will cover that. But we're going to take a break, Aaron, right here. Got to pay a couple bills. And we're going to get back. We'll get right into that. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Everyone, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get there. Take advantage of all the great stuff we have. Our free consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff, including help with long-term care. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show, doing something we rarely, rarely do on the program. We've got a wonderful guest with us today, Aaron Skloff, who is a expert in long-term care. And I've been dealing with this because we've talked about this on the program, and I came to the realization that I'm not doing a good enough job here on the radio getting these points across. Now, before we went into break, we were talking about Medicaid and covering long-term care costs. And Aaron, one of the things that I've heard from people out there is, you know, I'll just move assets around if that's the case, and get myself in a situation where Medicaid will pick up the costs. You want to explain to us how that's not going to work?
Well, I can't say it's definitely not going to work. It's just it may be a rather costly circumstance, and it may not be the right thing to do after you've done everything that maybe even your attorney has guided you to do and you followed every step. You may not actually like the outcome presented to you. So let's talk about that a little bit, please. So Medicaid is very different than Medicare. We talked about Medicare just before the break there. That's generally available as a form of major medical health insurance. It's a substitute for that for those age 65 and over, for most people who have worked in this country for some time. But Medicaid is meant to provide for the impoverished. And the impoverished, for most states, including Florida, is somebody that has $2,000 or less in assets. So to your previous point about moving some things around, a lot of folks say, okay, so I get it. So I give this away, and I'll sell this, and I'll give my kids this, and so on. And now I only have less than $2,000 worth of assets. Hey, state of Florida Medicaid program, I'm impoverished. Well, we all know that the Medicaid system is highly strained. In fact, it's one of the biggest budget items on most states' budgets, the biggest budget item. And so states are very concerned when somebody says, I'm impoverished. And what they've done is, to protect themselves, they've implemented, with the 2005 Deficit Reduction Act, a five-year look-back period to make sure that people did not intentionally impoverish themselves. So when you go to Medicaid and say, I have less than $2,000 worth of assets, they're required by law to review all your financial statements. And, of course, if you don't provide them the financial statements, they won't engage in any kind of conversation. But if you do, they'll review them and they'll say, wait a minute, I'm looking in your bank account here. What's this $10,000 check? Oh, that was for my daughter. Oh, and why does this brokerage account have a withdrawal of $15,000? And so somebody who's worked very hard over their lives and saved and been responsible. They put together a good amount of savings. Medicaid's there to pick it apart, to make sure that somebody's not abusing the system.
Aaron, it's been my experience that they're tougher than the IRS. Now you got a three-year look back with the IRS in regards to that, but state auditors are always tough. Whether it be taxes or whether it be for something like this, much, much more difficult.
I think that's an excellent analogy. The point is when it comes to these other types of auditors, they've either saw something that they didn't like and so they're reviewing it, or maybe it just came up randomly, but it's a very, very small portion of tax returns that are audited. When it comes to Medicaid, every single application takes the equivalent of an audit. Everything has to be reviewed. So that's everybody. So it's very difficult to qualify for Medicaid without having had your finances picked through very thoroughly. Now, I mentioned briefly the 2005 Deficit Reduction Act, and that was a point in time where the government essentially said the look-back period, which is the time for which your assets are reviewed, jumped by 67% when it went from a three-year look-back period to a five-year look-back period. Since then, most states' Medicaid programs are under more stress. So I think somebody who's planning for a five-year look-back period may be a little too optimistic in thinking that it will remain at a five-year look-back period. It's very likely that that five-year look-back period, as it has done in the past, will expand and be a further look-back period. And I'll add, importantly, that when it comes to Medicaid, there's an evaluation of assets, which we've been speaking about, but there's also an evaluation of income, for which many people will ask, well, what is income? And what is that? I'm sorry?
No, keep going.
Okay. I would say income are all sources of income, whether you have a part-time job or maybe you're receiving some rental income or maybe you have required minimum distributions out of your retirement account.
No, it's basically everything that's coming in. And we're going to take another quick break right here. Don't go anywhere. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is our site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be right back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Chris?
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iranian forces are claiming responsibility for shooting down a U.S. Navy drone Thursday in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham has a message for Iran.
Here's what Iran needs to get ready for. Severe pain inside their country. That their capabilities pale in comparison to ours. We're not going to let them disrupt navigation of the seas, attack our allies and U.S. interests without paying a price.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi weighing in on the situation.
I think it's a dangerous situation. The high tension wires are up in the region. We have to be strong and strategic about how we protect our interests. We also cannot be reckless.
And President Trump is meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today at the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ah, a good one hit wonder right there from Ace. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I want to remind everybody coming back in, we've got Aaron Skloff with us here on the program today to try to break down all of the little peccadilloes and nuances as best we possibly can when it comes to long-term care. But again, we're here to help you all the time. This is why we give out our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Sign up, consultation with one of our certified financial planners, and we will walk you through this. Aaron, again, thanks for joining us on the program today. And I'm bringing up various different things that we hear on a regular basis. Hey, Chris, what do I need that for? I've saved enough money. I've put enough away. You know, can I just self-insure this thing? Why would I need a long-term care policy? I have enough in assets.
Thank you for having me on the show again, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity. And we hear that question quite a bit as well when we speak with clients, including your own. And what we hear is this common theme as to, well, I've got some savings, et cetera, et cetera. And I think a little bit of a rhetorical question that I'll ask many people is, well, do you have homeowners insurance? And sometimes they look at me a little funny, or I kind of hear them snicker a little bit, thinking, well, Aaron, you may not be that smart, but of course I have homeowners insurance. What happens if my half-million-dollar home burns down, or my $1 million home burns down, and I, you know, somewhat rhetorically say, well, you can just liquidate your investment account and rebuild your $1 million home. And they say, well, that's silly. There's insurance for that.
Yeah.
And so I say, well,
I go with the whole Chris Rock philosophy when it comes to insurance. It's something you buy in case bad blank happens. And that's pretty much it.
Bad stuff, or maybe a different word in between.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. I think you're right. And unfortunately, I would classify driving home from work and pulling up in the driveway and seeing a pile of ashes and saying, oh, I should have bought that homeowner's insurance as a bad thing. And I would classify needing long-term care and not having long-term care insurance as a bad thing as well. Fortunately, there is a choice to be able to insure that risk. And when I say insure that risk, I don't mean the risk of your home burning down. I mean the cost of paying for long-term care services, which can be more expensive than the cost of your home burning down just for you. And call that times two if you have a spouse.
Yeah, no one actually even really thinks about that. You know, they may be thinking about their spouse, but not thinking about themselves. It can really, really add up quickly. And if you have those assets, they're gone. You have to utilize them. They're going to take those.
Absolutely. When it comes to relying upon something like Medicaid, which we were speaking about a little earlier, the state is there to protect the taxpayers. They're not there to necessarily help you avoid utilizing your own assets. They're there to make sure the taxpayers are protected. And when it comes to your own assets and protecting your own assets and having the choice as to where you want care, and if you don't like the quality of care, changing who's providing that care, there's nothing like being a private payer or an insurance company where you're using their private money to pay for your care, because then you get choice.
Yeah.
And when people need care in this great country of ours, people like to have choice. If they're not satisfied with the quality of something, including their long-term care services, they can move on to a better quality
of care. Hey, Aaron, some of these places, I've seen them because we've had to go shopping for them, and there's something you would see out of that movie Chernobyl on HBO. I mean, right out of the Soviet Union. There's a lot of poor quality out they are, people. And again, a lot of people haven't even had to deal with this yet or have started looking at it. You need to start thinking about it because, yes, there most certainly is a difference in quality. And let me ask you in regards to health issues with people. People might be asking themselves, what if I was sick several years ago? Well, what if I had a heart attack 8 years ago? What if I've got diabetes? What if I'm a little bit overweight? Am I still able to purchase this? What does this mean? What is it going to cost me? How much more is it going to cost me?
Yeah, great question. So some of the listeners may be thinking, well, geez, you know, I had cancer. There's no point in looking into long-term care insurance. They would never take me. And the reality is we've helped many clients purchase long-term care insurance who have had a history of cancer. And we're able to help them purchase policies, and they're not necessarily punished. Many times they wind up paying a premium similar to somebody who's maybe just has a large body build.
Okay, hold that thought, Aaron, because we're going to take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Aaron Skloff, our guest today, long-term care expert, works with us at Markowski Investments. Get more information at our website at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Please don't talk about being true
and all the trouble we've been. Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button.
And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. Show our guest today, Aaron Skloff, a long-term care expert. Aaron, I got to pay some bills from time to time here on the program, and we get commercials and we get cut off on stuff. And you were making the point that people would be actually surprised at how slight the premium might be if you have a pre-existing condition when it comes to long-term care. Am I correct in that?
You are correct, Chris. That's a great point, because many people assume, oh my goodness, you know, maybe I've had a history of cancer, the company won't consider me, or, and if they do, it'll be exorbitantly expensive compared to somebody who's just your average Joe. And the reality is the companies are actually aware and cognizant of the fact that we're not perfect and we do have some history, and they are willing to accept people that have some health history. And so common conditions that we come across are folks that are maybe just a bigger body build.
Yeah.
As we grow a little older, our metabolism slows down a little bit. We pick up a few pounds here and there, but we've helped many people that have a large body build. Maybe they've progressed to maybe be type 2 diabetes, which is very common as people grow a little bit older. And that, too, is a condition that the long-term care insurance companies will consider. Maybe you've had a history. Maybe you've had some heart issues in the past. Maybe you've even had a heart attack. But if the procedure went well, you've stabilized, and you're moving along with taking some medications, and you're living your life, and you're concerned about the same thing that most of us are, which is being able to grow old and do so in a respectful manner and not have to burden our family with worrying about us night and day. How's mom? How's dad? How's Uncle Joe? I know they're okay. Mm-hmm. I can still kind of step in and help them a little bit, but I know that they have insurance to protect them.
What are the basic types of long-term care? Life insurance, I've talked about that here on the program. What are the basic types of long-term care insurance?
Sure, there's two basic types. The first is called traditional long-term care insurance. You can think about that a little bit like major medical health insurance. You pay your premium each year. The policy pays for your care. If you pass away and don't need care, just like homeowners insurance, you do not owe the company anything any further, and they do not owe you anything any further. That's traditional long-term care insurance. The second type is called hybrid or combination long-term care insurance. And there's two basic varieties there. The primary variety is hybrid combination life and long-term care insurance. It's one policy that pays for long-term care if you need care. And if you don't need care, there's a life insurance benefit paid back to your beneficiaries that looks similar to the premium that you paid. It's not a way to get rich off the insurance company. It's just a way to make sure that if you don't need care, the money goes back to your family.
Huh. Okay. That's one that's been popular. I know that, you know, the people that we've been talking to and dealing with, they find that one as a pretty popular option. I'm going to delve a little bit deeper into that, Aaron, when we get back, because I know a lot of people right now, this is where they kind of, their eyes start glazing over a little bit and getting a little bit confused. So we'll get into that when we get back. Don't go anywhere. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Take advantage of all the great stuff we have there at our site, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, or give us a call, 800-471-5980.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Aaron, one of the things that we've been doing at, the Markowski Investments and the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show for 20 years now is we put out there for everyone. You want a price check, you want to see what the best policy is for you, life insurance, annuities, whatever it may be. We've constantly taken people's phone calls and questions in regards to that, and including long-term care. And oftentimes we'll take a look at a policy that someone's selling, and it's just, it is completely unnecessary. It is way too expensive, and it doesn't offer as much. This is where I really want you to, if you can, break down the differences as best you possibly can between the traditional and the hybrid, the differences about the premium increases and everything that goes along with that.
Thank you so much for the opportunity again, Chris. So there's two different types of long-term care insurance. There's traditional long-term care insurance, And with that, you pay a premium each year, and if you need care, the company pays for your care. And if you don't, when you pass away, you owe the company nothing, and they owe you nothing. And I think that's comparable to something like, I don't know, maybe homeowners insurance or even major medical health insurance. And I think it's similar to those in the fact that with both of those types of insurance, the premium can increase. So if somebody's starting out with a premium in year one, that premium can look very different in year five and very different again in year seven and maybe very different again in year nine. And so that's the kind of policy where the premium can change, just like major medical health insurance premiums can change. And so many consumers say, well, I have two reservations about traditional long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. One, the premium is not fixed. I don't know what I'm going to be paying for that policy in year two or year three or year 20. I could be paying twice, three times, four times the premium I've started with. The second reservation folks have is, what happens if I never need it? What happens to all those premiums I've paid? Premiums went up four times, five times since I've owned this policy, and I pass away not needing it. What will my family get back? And the answer is nothing.
Yeah.
And that's why many people are gravitating towards the hybrid policies. With a hybrid policy, whether the policy is paid up front, or whether the policy is paid over 10 years, or 20 years, or maybe over their entire lifetime, the premiums are guaranteed and fixed to be the same every time you make a payment. So year one will be the same as year 10, and you finish paying the premium. And whether it's year one or year 10 or age 120 when you pass away, the money's returned to your family in the form of a life insurance benefit if you don't need the care. And so it addresses two reservations that many people have: a guaranteed premium and the money returned to their family in the form of a life insurance benefit if they don't need it. I would say those are the two primary differences.
Are there any differences in some of these hybrid policies? They're all the same?
So there's going to be different types of hybrid policies. I mentioned the primary type of hybrid policy is a combination or hybrid life and long-term care insurance. But even within those, there's different types among those. The primary difference between the two types of hybrid life long-term care insurance policies are, one, which is the most common, is if you want $1 million worth of long-term care benefits, you must buy $1 million worth of life insurance. Call it a 1-to-1 ratio policy. Yeah. $1 of life insurance provides $1 of long-term care insurance. Again, to get $1 million of long-term care benefits, you must buy $1 million of life insurance. The other type of hybrid life and long-term care insurance policy, to get that $1 million of long-term care insurance, you may only have to buy something like $100,000 worth of life insurance. We're going to call that a 10-to-1 ratio policy. As you can imagine, the way an insurance company is looking at that risk, they know eventually you're going to pass away.
Yeah, of course.
And so there's a certainty that they will have to pay $1 million out for the first type, the 1-to-1 ratio. With the second type, they hope you don't need care. You hope you don't need care. And if you don't, the insurance company only has to pay $100,000. As you can imagine, the price of the policy where you are paying for $1 million worth of life insurance is quite a bit higher than the second type of policy where you're only paying for $100,000 worth of life insurance. We're going to call that a 10-to-1 ratio policy. So the prices can be very different from one another.
Okay. Stuff like this, again, I really do appreciate you breaking this down for everyone, because again, it can get a little bit confusing. I have to throw a bit of a curveball at you. We got about a minute and a half left. Well, what reasons would you say that you shouldn't buy long-term care?
Yeah, great question. So when, unfortunately, we speak to folks that say, you know, I'm starting to have a little bit of memory issues. Well, that's a giant red flag to an insurance company. The majority of their long-term care claims are paying for cognitive issues. So most people think, oh, I'm not going to lose my ability to walk. I'm not going to lose my ability to have balance and this and that. But unfortunately, we all grow older and we all start to deteriorate cognitively. And so if you already are exhibiting those kinds of signs, unfortunately, okay, the long-term care insurance company will not consider you. It's kind of like, I just had an accident on
I-95. Wow, that works today with health insurance for some reason.
Well, it's a little too late.
People get the wrong idea, and that's important to know, because in today's day and age with health insurance, where it covers pre-existing conditions, and that's why everybody's insurance is going up, that's a bit of a problem. It doesn't work in this fashion. Aaron, I can't thank you enough for coming on the program and taking the time out today, a whole hour of the show today. I really do appreciate it. I want to let all of our listeners know out there, get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We get you in contact with Aaron because he helps out all of our clients that deal with long-term care. He's our expert at that. So go to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, sign up for free consultations with our certified financial planners, and guess what? Aaron comes with it. Don't go anywhere, everybody. We'll be right back.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I don't know. I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it.
President Trump speaking at the White House regarding Iran shooting down a drone. The president continues.
We'll be able to report back, and you'll understand exactly what happened. But it was a very foolish move.
And according to Politico, the White House is inviting congressional leaders to the Situation Room for a briefing on Iran Thursday afternoon. The Supreme Court ruled 5-3 Thursday that sex offenders who committed their crimes before the federal government-mandated national sex registration system must still sign up. Offenders who'd been convicted before the 2006 Sex Offender Registration and Notification Act had argued it wasn't in effect at the time of their sentencing and thus unfair for them to have to register. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
An annual report on a global problem has been issued by the feds. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The 2019 Trafficking in Persons report from the U.S. State Department is naming China, Iran, North Korea, Syria, Venezuela, and other nations as nations that do not fully comply with efforts to stop the problem, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
That action and the message that flows with it is very clear. If you don't stand up to trafficking, America will stand up to you.
The report saying 77% of human trafficking victims are exploited on their own soil. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials in Riviera Beach, Florida are paying $600,000 in ransom to hackers who took control of the city's data. An employee last month clicked on a malicious email opening the door for the hackers to take control of computers, websites, police databases, and phones. The council decided to make the payment Monday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
During a congressional hearing about potential reparations to descendants of slavery,